From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says it launched its first successful intercontinental ballistic missile, that the U.S. Pacific Command said had a flight duration of 37 minutes and traveled more than 900 kilometers before splashing into the Sea of Japan. David Wright is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
They did what they have done in recent launches, which is they've launched on a very, very high trajectory, almost straight up. So the range is not that long, and that's so that it will come down in the Sea of Japan without flying over Japan.
He said the altitude may have exceeded 2,800 kilometers, which means a normal launch trajectory could reach Alaska. The launch occurred on America's Independence Day and just days before a G20 summit. It was denounced by Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. China called for restraint. Hours earlier, China's U.N. ambassador, Liu Jieyi, warned further escalation of tensions could get out of control.
Three things are essential: denuclearization, peace and security, peace and stability, and also negotiations and dialogue to seek solutions.
In a tweet, President Donald Trump urged China to end this nonsense once and for all. A two-day African Union summit is underway in Ethiopia. Monday, AU Chief Musa Faki Mahamat expressed frustration of the continent's inability to address famine. Djibouti, meanwhile, said it hopes the AU will deploy observers along its disputed border with Eritrea after Qatar withdrew its peacekeeping force last month. Both countries have been backing Saudi Arabia in its dispute with Doha over alleged terrorism involvement. This is VOA News. In Niger, suspected Boko Haram insurgents killed at least 9 people, abducting at least 30 others from the border town of Nguela late Sunday. Last week, 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up, killing 2 others at a nearby refugee camp. Qatar faces a midnight deadline to respond to demands of 4 countries that broke ties over its alleged support of terrorism. Qatar's foreign minister Monday gave Kuwait his government's response after earlier calling the charge baseless. Kuwait is acting as mediator, details of the response not yet made public. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates broke ties and imposed a boycott June 5th. UN Security Council President Chinese Ambassador Liu Jieyi said he hopes for a diplomatic solution.
The best way would be the countries concerned work out a solution through dialogue and through consultations among themselves, because we don't see any other alternative.
The demands include withdrawal of Turkish troops from Qatar and closure of the state-owned Al Jazeera network. Kuwait University political science professor Shafiq Gabra said internal support of the Qatari emir remains strong.
I was in Doha before the boycott and the blockade, and I am in Doha after the blockade, and I do see that difference. The popularity of the emir and the popularity of the system and its policy at large has gained quite a momentum.
The leaders of the 4 boycotting countries heard a meeting in Cairo Wednesday to discuss the matter. Syria has proclaimed a unilateral ceasefire in the south until Thursday, ahead of the latest round of Russia-sponsored talks in the Kazakh capital, Astana. Meanwhile, Syria's deputy foreign minister, Faisal Mektad, has questioned the credibility of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, saying inspectors have failed to visit key sites linked to a chemical weapons attack in April that killed nearly 90 people.
Why the Syrian government, at a time when its forces are advancing everywhere, why the Syrian government, when national reconciliation is achieved in many parts of Syria, is reverting to the use of chemical weapons, which make the international public opinion feel unhappy and dissatisfied about what the Syrian government is doing?
Monday, the UN Secretary General appointed a former French judge to head an investigation into possible war crimes in Syria. Angola's president has returned to Spain a month after receiving medical treatment there. The medical condition of 74-year-old José Eduardo dos Santos is not known. Brazilian police arrested a former cabinet minister in the government of President Michel Temer. He's charged with obstruction of justice. Mr. Temer at risk of being suspended from office over corruption. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi moko bala. Mario musalo be kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembie, lelo bitumba lobi kosona na baye.
Kapesi bazai na mbongo Yo kandenge azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basi pe na mibali Yo moto zai na badiplome mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, alembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zotwe koma sembe sembe Oko petenga na zoka Lopi na swa maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kopola yo kimi kaye Mario na baye Mario na lembie
Ba familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka nga mosoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na leisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembie baiser, Mario. Mario, mon salako bete langa bana di koko. Banango ya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
African beats well. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today
bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. We'll be right back.
Now who they hungry? Bobo. I don't care. Your mother go for farm, he no come, where you say he come. Now who they hungry? Bobo.
I don't care.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondy, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here is another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee. Tito by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joe Wanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Den here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This news break on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting North Korea.